McDonald's new Big Arch burger contains 1,030 calories. Pelham's Arches, on the other hand, are threatening to bloat town costs and weigh on council sentiment following November's road closure due to safety reasons. At Wednesday's council meeting, members debated rehabilitation options for the structure, but ultimately opted to defer a decision over spending $25,000 recommended in a report to council. A structural review of the arches recommends installing 48 brackets to reinforce joint connections and provide structural redundancy. This cost of up to $25,000 doesn't include the $6,000 already spent by the town after November's incident, when at least one bolt failed, leading to swaying and a road closure. In addition, the review suggests removing the arch's cladding in order to reduce wind load. That wasn't enough for Ward 3 Councillor Bob Hildebrandt, a former engineer who voted against the options. "I'm not convinced they're safe at the present time," Hildebrandt said, instead recommending a peer review of the structure. "I think it's essential we have a peer review." Public Works Director Jason Marr disputed the idea the arches are unsafe, saying that a significant wind event this past week saw an inspector sent out, who subsequently reported satisfaction with their current condition. Ward 1's Wayne Olson voiced concerns as well, asking the town's engineer to conduct a failure mode and effects analysis, FMEA. "We're lucky we found out about it with the one bolt," Olson said, in reference to the problem identified in the November incident. In addition to the report's options, a preventative maintenance program would be included in the continued upkeep of the arches. The town assumed ownership and liability for the structure in 2023 following a service club charity drive that raised most of the funds for construction. In the end, council directed staff to continue to investigate a peer review of the design and remove the cladding. Raise for staff. Council voted in favor of giving non-unionized town staff a raise, increasing the overall payroll to the 60th percentile of comparable municipal pay from the 55th percentile. Concern came from Ward 2's John Wink, who worried that the increase will eventually show up on future tax levies. Sow David Cribbs countered that the hiring and retention of quality staff is an important factor for Pelham, something Mayor Marvin Junkin agreed with. Citing previous eras with high staff turnover, the mayor said the town has developed a positive work culture. "There is a cost to having a revolving door, and I'm glad to see we don't have that now," Junkin said. Airport update. Ward 1's Kevin Kerr gave a verbal update on the airport as the town's representative on that board. However, Olson brought up a matter he first asked about 4 years ago, which is a request for a full business plan from the airport. "We used to pay $24,000 a year, now it's $31,000, Olson said, referring to Pelham's portion of the airport tab. "There's people around that would deserve an explanation, I think." Junkin interjected that he is expecting the business plan soon, while Kerr added that the airport is not rolling in money. "Our operating budget is peanuts compared to a lot of other organizations," Kerr said. Goodwater. The Public Works Quarterly Report stated that the Provincial Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks conducted a surprise inspection of Pelham's drinking water in October, and that the system received a 100% rating. Additional council news from the town of Pelham. 2025 Drainage Open House Meeting. Council received Memo 2025-0028, 2025 Drainage Open House Meeting, for information. The town of Pelham will hold a public information session regarding municipal drainage within the municipality and the Drainage Act RSO 1990, O.Reg. 521, in accordance with Town of Pelham Policy S-300-202, Municipal Drain Maintenance and Billing. The meeting's purpose is to provide an opportunity for the public to engage with the Town of Pelham staff and the town's drainage superintendent to learn more about municipal drainage in the Town of Pelham and the Drainage Act 1990. The meeting is scheduled to take place on Wednesday, February 26, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Pelham Station 2 Fire Hall located at 766 Welland Road, Fenwick, on L0S1C0. www.pelham.ca/municipal-drainage. 2025 capital budget reallocation for Project Road 02-25 road reconstruction. Canberra Road from Heist Street to Highway 20. Council received report 2025-0027. 2025 capital budget reallocation for Project Road 02-25 road reconstruction. Canberra Road from Heist Street to HWY 20. And approved the deferral of Project Road 02-25. #300665, road reconstruction. Canberra Road from Heist Street to HWY 20 to a future capital budget. Council also approved the 2025 capital projects that include the detailed design of Emmett Street and College Street, #300638, in the amount of $250,000, the bridge replacement of Roland Road Bridge, #300652, in the amount of $1,250,000 and the detailed design of Church Hill in the amount of $200,000. Strategic Plan Update. Council received report 2025-0045, Strategic Plan Update, Process and Status Report, for information and directed a special meeting of Council, sitting as Committee of the Whole, to be held on February 22, 2025, at 9 a.m. in the Kinsman Room at the Meridian Community Center. www.pelham.ca/strategic-plan. Telecommunication Tower Protocol Review. Council directed staff to conduct a review and analysis of the existing protocol for the development and redevelopment of telecommunications towers within the municipality and directed staff to consult with the Agricultural Advisory Committee. Council directed staff to provide a report back to Council by February 19, 2025, that will provide an analysis of the review and any proposed updates or amendments, including those required by current federal regulations, to the current policy. Correction. An earlier version of this story reported that Council had approved a recommended $25,000 expenditure to improve the safety of the Pelham Arches. In fact, Council opted not to make an additional expenditure at this time.